Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. But if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 3. Matthew, chapter 3, reading verse 10, 11, and 12. "And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down or cut down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Heavenly Father, I ask your help today. I ask you to help me quicken my mind, but please send your Spirit to anoint me. I ask that you help those listening, give them understanding. And Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. John the Baptist is the one that said what we just read. Answering the Pharisees in verse 10, he said, "And now also is the axe laid under the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." I see these three verses as a snapshot of God's plan in sending Jesus Christ to this earth. And I want to say I'm so grateful that he did come. I'm so grateful that Jesus gave his life for me. But as I said, in answering the Pharisees, they wanted to know what he was preaching. They wanted to know, was he the Messiah? They wanted to know this and that. It says in verse 6, "And they were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins." When the prophet of God steps up and begins to preach, hearts are touched. Lives are changed. It says that they confess their sins. In John, it says that the Holy Spirit was sent to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's his job. And I guess I forgot to announce the title of my sermon. It's called "The Fire of the Holy Ghost." And if you read each of these three verses, it mentions fire. But John the Baptist said that Christ was coming. And when Jesus appeared on the scene and was baptized by John, John pointed his finger and said, "That's the Lamb of God. That's the one that all the Old Testament has been pointing toward, preaching about, announcing. That's the Lamb of God, Jesus, that takes away the sin of the world." The Pharisees and Sadducees, priests, what have you, they didn't want him. They didn't want Christ. They saw John's message, they saw the fruit of his ministry, which was repentance and turning from sin and believing the book instead of just doing religious things. The Pharisees, etc., Sadducees, they were alarmed because their kingdom, it looked like, was coming to an end. Their apple cart was being upset. And John said, you need to bring fruits meet for repentance. In other words, I'm glad you're here listening. But you see these people being baptized, it's because they've repented. And you also need to repent. You see, the Old Testament prophesied of Christ. And then finally, he appears. This was the time of Israel's visitation. We can talk about Moses. We can talk about the Red Sea. We can talk about all the things that David did and the Psalms that he wrote. The wisdom of Solomon. We can talk about Malachi. All of this stuff from the Old Testament. That's all great and fine and well and good. But then Jesus appears. 4,000 years worth of prophecy, but then here he is. Were they good stewards of the Word of God? They were given the oracles of God, Paul said. The great prophecies, they saw the cloud by day and the fire by night. Their ancestors did. They were delivered from Egyptian bondage. All of that's great, but now the Son of God is here. And what will they do? How will they react? The common man, it says in verse 6, and they all came and they were all baptized, confessing their sins. The Pharisee says, no, no, I don't think so. No, he didn't come through us. We didn't put our stamp of approval on him. He didn't come our way. We don't approve. And John said, so what? And now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. In other words, this is Christ coming. This is the time of visitation. Therefore, every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. They don't want to hear that. The Pharisees misused, I hate this word, religious power. And they were called to account. Matthew chapter 21, you can read or not, I'll turn to it and read. Matthew 21, starting at verse 33. And it says, here another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a winepress in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen or people to work it for him, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husband took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. And again he sent other servants, more than the first. And they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto him his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him. Let us seize upon his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto the husbandman? This parable Christ gave, staring straight at the Pharisees, the rulers of the temple would have you, because the parable speaks of them. You can look at it if you've not seen it or not heard it preached before. Let's look at verse 34. But when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants unto the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. God sent his prophets saying, repent. Didn't I give you the Old Testament? Didn't I give you the book of Moses? Didn't David speak of me? Let's follow it. You need to repent. But we know that they suffered. Some were stoned, beaten, some were killed. That's what the Jewish leadership did when God sent his prophets. Then the heir, the son, come, let us kill him, that we may seize upon his inheritance. We know that God sent his son, Jesus Christ. After all the prophets came, Christ came. But they killed him. They cast him out. They crucified him outside of the city, etc. Now it's for our benefit. I'm glad that this happened. Because without the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no remission of sins. But the fact remains, the one that Moses prophesied about, the son, the Jews killed. And when he says that the axe is laid to the root of the trees, John the Baptist is saying, this is it, this is your time. And since you're rejecting, and they did reject, then the kingdom was taken from the Jews and given to someone else. Luke chapter 14, beginning at verse 16. Again, Christ speaking and gave a parable. A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in thither the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be full. For I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Again, speaking of the Jews who rejected. They said, I have better things to do. I want to be religious. I want people to notice me, etc. We understand how the Pharisees and Sadducees acted. But they should have been, as Isaiah 58 said, the true fast of God would be to help someone who's less fortunate. They should have cared for the lame. They should have cared for those that didn't have any money. But then that wasn't enough. It says that the house wasn't full. Go into the highways and hedges and compel anyone you find to come in. Well, that's where Joey Kelly came in, because that's the Gentiles. The kingdom was taken from the Jews, and then the Gentiles were allowed to come in. And again, these religious people were wrong. I understand that, but this is the plan of God. The Jews were intended to be a light unto all the world. And in a measure, they did. In a measure, all the nations round about Israel feared David. They feared Solomon, etc. But our duty is to go to all the world to preach the gospel. And it's open to all. We understand, yesterday, day before, there was an earthquake in Tokyo. A year ago, there was an earthquake in Haiti. And I've done a bit of work down in Haiti. I haven't gone since the earthquake. But if there's ever a people that was further from God, further from reality, further from the 21st century, it's Haiti. And then the earthquake happened and made it all worse. But I feel in my heart I must tell them about what Jesus did for us. I must go. That's why I went 5 times, and I hope I can go again soon. Acts chapter 18, verse 6, you don't have to turn. Paul said, or speaking of Paul, "And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment or his clothes and said unto them, Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles." Again, the spotlight off the Jews and onto the Gentiles.
Name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Jesus is the sweetest
name I know. And he's just the same.
And he's just the same
as his lovely name. That's the reason why.
That's the reason,
reason why I love him so. After all these years, it's Jesus.
Jesus
is the sweetest name I know. That sinful man could have a relationship with the holy God. But you see, that's where Jesus comes in, and that's why today I love him so much. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who would ever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why today I want to lift my voice and say, oh, how I love Jesus.
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's J-O-E-Y-K-E-L-L-Y.net/ministry.
and you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.